Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Messy Middle Podcast. If you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, as always, be sure to rate, review, subscribe. And if you're over on YouTube, go ahead and hit subscribe to my channel. And if you can, like this video and leave me a comment today telling me something that you learned, if you enjoyed this, or just, you know, what you want to see in a next video or question you have. So today I want to talk about underappreciated adaptations to cardiovascular training that I think a lot of us tend to ignore or not pay attention to or not really notice because we're so hyper-focused on if we're staying in zone 2 or our performance is improving or all of those things. And so some of these, you know, are improvements in performance indirectly per se, but some of these are also really important things for health that happen that we might not be appreciating or noticing. So the first thing is if you are someone who tracks your sleep or your recovery on a fitness tracker or watch or wearable or whatever it is going to be that decrease resting heart rate, right? So if you guys don't know this, athletes are very fit or cardiovascularly trained people have lower resting heart rates. And this is because the heart is quite literally more efficient. Essentially, the heart gets stronger. There is a little bit of hypertrophy there in your heart that isn't going to be as problematic as it might be with like cardiovascular disease, but it's essentially just your heart muscles getting stronger. And with each beat, it's able to essentially be more efficient and pump out more blood, which means it's pumping out more oxygen, which means it needs to beat less or work less hard in order to meet the demands of our body, especially at rest. So your heart rate will drop. There's less of a strain and demand on your body to supply your body with what it needs. Your heart is literally getting more efficient. And so a lower or like decreased resting heart rate due to cardiovascular training is not an issue. It's not something that you need to be concerned about. It's perfectly normal response. But it is a, you know, it's a really good way to know that if you feel like you're not making progress in the gym and you're waking up with a lower resting heart rate, that means that your body, your heart is becoming more efficient and it is adapting to that. Similarly, if you guys have a fitness tracker, which I think most of them do now, that does a heart rate variability, HRV, that is essentially the space in between the individual beats of our heart, or if you've ever looked at an EKG and like it's in milliseconds more or less. And this is really individual to each of us. And so like my HRV might be different than yours and that's relative to me. So it's not to say compare or higher is necessarily better, but it is really related to age and training status. And one of the things that you might notice if you are someone who's been doing more consistent cardio training is that your HRV goes up. Essentially, your heart gets more efficient again, and generally your HRV starts to increase as an adaptation to that cardiovascular response. So if you're tracking your fitness and recovery, then you're feeling like you're not making any progress or anything like that, but you start to see these little metrics start to, you know, decrease or increase or trend upward over time, you can trust that you are making some sort of underlying physiological adaptations underneath all that in your body. That can be a really small way to check in. Now, this doesn't mean saying that if it's not happening to you to freak out because you're not making any progress or you're unhealthy. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that these might be small things that you can pay attention to that allow you to start going, this stuff is starting to work. Another one is if you do an annual checkup with your doctor or you do it at a store, or you do it at home, is your blood pressure at rest, your resting blood pressure might go down. That is a really great way to know that you're getting adaptations to your cardiovascular training. Again, these are due similar to heart rate values changing and things like that due to improvements in how efficient your cardiovascular system is. And these are a positive health adaptation. I mean, even after one bout of exercise or cardio, your heart rate, blood pressure at rest can go down. The systolic, the upper number, can go down for 24 to 48 hours afterwards. But chronically, by doing this over time, this might decrease. This is why exercise is a treatment for those who have higher blood pressure. Medication might be necessary for you. But in general, if you know you are noticing that your blood pressure is lower and in a healthy way, that it's not at like low in the point of that it's at risk or you're going to pass out, but relative to yourself or in general, it's within a good healthy range and it might not normally be, that's a great way to know that the cardio that you're doing, the adaptations that are happening within your body are actually happening, and it's not only benefiting your health, but eventually will show up in your performance as well, even if it doesn't feel like it is in the moment or it's been stagnant for a while.
The Messy Middle Podcast will be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Are you struggling with your hybrid training? You don't know quite how to pair cardio with your lifting or lifting with your running, and it feels really frustrating to figure this out on your own. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by me and my programs, The List Method. If you haven't checked it out yet, the List Method is my signature training system that allows you to have hybrid style training on your terms, which means it isn't one size fits all. We help you find the lifting program that fits your life and your goals and pair it with the running or cardio options that make the most sense for the goals that you have. You don't have to be a runner, but you can do both in the gym and we will get you there. To learn more, head to the link in the show notes or the bio below, or head to www.doclistfitness.com/thelistmethod to learn more. Today's episode is brought to you by Legion Athletics. Legion is a supplement company that I align with myself with, and for good reason. They're third-party tested, which means that every single thing that they are giving you in their ingredients list is all they're giving you and nothing else when contamination is really high across the industry. Not only that, but their ingredients are dosed and based off what the current scientific literature suggests for the most optimal dosing for whatever the supplement may be. Beyond that, they keep their supplement line simple and allows me to have both performance and health supporting supplements that allow me to support both of my goals. Things like protein and creatine, pre-workout or fish oil, magnesium, vitamin D, all things that I take every single day to help support myself both in and out of the gym. If you want to shop Legion, you can use my code DOCLIST and save 20% off your first order or double points for reoccurring customers. For all current sales, check out my Instagram where I share those every single week or my email list linked in the show notes below. The next is going to be improved recovery, whether that's in between lifting sets, during, you know, interval type training on cardio or workouts, or just in general across the board. Having a more developed aerobic system is going to allow you to use more oxygen. It's also going to allow you to simply deliver that with nutrients and or blood flow to the tissues, doing that cardiovascular training in general, but also it's just going to make your body more efficient, and it's essentially does make you more metabolically efficient, so to speak. But if you feel like you're recovering better in general, you're not as winded when you're doing things, your heart rate is dropping between lifting sets, and or, you know, you feel like you're recovering and that's improving across the board outside of nutrition adjustments and changes in sleep, that can be an indication that your cardio training is working. It is helping you. You are becoming more fit. You're becoming more efficient overall. You're becoming more well-rounded in your training. And that is a good thing. So again, even if it doesn't feel like it's happening, it is happening, and you are reaping benefits that are carrying over into other forms of training that can allow you to do more work and become more effective and make more progress long-term, but also in general as a person. Another one is you might feel less winded doing things day to day. That is huge. I mean, all of us feel a little bit winded when we walk up the steps because it's like an increased sudden demand on muscle endurance and anaerobic metabolism, and you have a sudden drop in oxygen and then your body goes looking for that. So it's normal, but you might feel like those things that might make you that might feel harder for you day to day, or, you know, sneak up on you, might feel less of a gut punch because your body is becoming more efficient as it's doing things. It's just easier to live your everyday life. I know that seems really silly for many of us, but for a lot of people that improve independence or efficacy can be huge in their day-to-day lifestyle, and can be a byproduct of improved cardiovascular fitness and or health, which is awesome, right? Like, that's in the day we're doing this so we can live better and we can live longer. The next is going to be performance indicators that you might underappreciate, because it doesn't mean that you're setting a PR necessarily going faster. So when you are doing your running or cardio sessions, or you are in the gym doing cardio and you feel like you're not making any progress, one of the things that you can look at is what you're doing, even if your pace, your heart rate, whatever it is you're doing isn't changing, does it feel easier? One of the underappreciated things that happen, especially like when I think about runners who feel like running's really hard, running and cardio are hard by nature, that's why we don't want to do them, right? Is that they forget to pause and appreciate when the work that they're doing consistently day in and day out doesn't feel so hard. It feels easy, it feels repeatable, it feels sustainable. When you start to feel that, or your that starts to feel more realistic for you to do over time, even if you feel like your parameters of fitness aren't improving or changing yet, that means it's getting easier, and that means a breakthrough is probably coming soon for you. Another thing to look at is even if you are running the same pace or intensity, you're not getting faster, setting any PRs, or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, like power output, calories out on a bike, whatever it is, but your heart rate is lower at that same intensity, that is an adaptation to cardiovascular training. That means you're becoming more efficient. And even if you might not be able to hang out in that zone two for your easy running or training, that means you're adapting and turning down and your heart is decreasing. So your body's having to work less hard to produce the same amount of work. vice versa, the opposite of that, you are able to do more work at the same heart rate. That is the goal, right? If you're doing an easy sustainable heart rate or a speed work session or whatever it is, for the same physiological effort, you're able to do more work. That is a sign that your cardiovascular training is adapting. And these are little things that you might look over in a workout and note and be like, hey, actually that happened today. And that's a good sign, or it trends that way. Or that might be the things that you're looking for in those big breakthroughs every 6, 8, 12 weeks. Where you're like, oh, we're dropping. Our pace is dropping. Our heart rate is dropping. And you might notice it all of a sudden. You might like look down at your watch one day and you're like, going faster at the same heart rate. Or that doesn't feel as hard as it should, or my heart rate is lower than it was last week. So make sure you pay attention to these things and look for them. They are slow. They happen little by little, but they are an indication that you're improving your cardiovascular fitness across the board. It can be really defeating. Doing cardio can be really hard, and it can feel like these adaptations are taking forever. But these are all ways to check in with yourself and say, hey, am I actually getting better from this? You know, again, these physiological adaptations, even the health markers, might take 3, 6, 12, 15 months. But don't underappreciate these small moments that aren't just the race PR or the workout PR or whatever it is that, you know, are happening in your day-to-day training or your day-to-day life, that are small, subtle signals from your body saying, hey, we are getting more efficient. Our cardiovascular system's getting more efficient. And those adaptations of efficiency that turn into adaptations in performance also turn into adaptations in improvements in health too. That's why that type of training is so vital for our health and longevity, but also the same stuff is what makes us better in the gym at the end of the day too, but they both go hand in hand. So next time you're at your annual checkup or a doctor's appointment or doing some sort of routine wellness screenings or really noticing some changes and trends in your fitness tracker, things like that, you might stop and go, that is my training. That is my fitness paying off. And so, you know, this doesn't mean that if these things aren't trending right away, you're doing anything wrong or bad or poorly. Keep going. But I just want you to look for little things that you might not appreciate during your training or your day-to-day life that remind you that the work you're doing does matter, it does count, and it does add up. Enjoy this episode. I hope you go do your cardio. Maybe you listen to this while you're doing your cardio. But let me know in the comments below if you want to learn about something else related to this topic. If you share this on Instagram, tag me. I would love to see you hit that like and comment button if you can. Otherwise, I will catch you on the next episode. And don't skip your cardio, friends. It's working. It's paying off. It's going to keep coming. Just keep going.